right.
Who wants coffee?
Can I show you how to make the coffee? Can I tell you how many scoops you need to make the coffee?
How many? Probably like...
9.
I've never heard that. There's so much audio I've never heard, and I feel like everyone on this residency, I'm like, they're like, oh, duh, this thing. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
First couple and even days when it was raining warm-ish, really hard, today is like
it was beautiful
perfect.
And sunny. It's really beautiful.
May,
and it was gray out.
Weather
just,
for me.
I don't know.
No jacket. Flip flops.
Interviewed by Xander.
Maybe a little scarf around the neck, but
it's a plane.
It's a plane.
The view of the prairie all the way out. I think it's like acres and acres.
I've noticed the pipes and the drains and the sewer lid. And, I mean, it's pretty, like, developed out there.
I'm a big fan.
This is just a magical, free nature experience.
I sat under one of those big trees out there in a big patch of sun and just kind of chilled with my back against the tree, which was very nice. I did fall asleep. So I worked a little and I napped a little.
Yeah, the window's in the conference room. I love the sunshine that got in.
I love that room.
In my room, there's like a secret little...
I think that room is perfect.
...studio on top, like the... It's like, they call it the cupola? I don't know, C-U-P-O-L-A. It's like the little tower on top of the house. There's 4 windows, and so I've been working there. I share it with a wasp.
And how do you feel about the paintings of Ragdale?
Well, they're really white, so...
5 words about the painting that... is of a white woman.
Breastfeeding.
You already know what I'm talking
kitchen.
About, don't you, Barbara?
A chicken nipple? Oh my god, yeah, that show's weird. Can you imagine holding a real chicken next to your boob with your nipple exposed? That's dangerous.
Like, upsetting. White. Ragdale. Disturbing.
One more.
How white is Ragdale? Is that the question?
Can I say white again? Caucasian. Yeah, that's what I would say.
A man painted it. Maybe. That man got some issues. Obviously.
I imagine myself at this residency, like, really using it to be
probably
really artsy-fartsy.
Actually,
meaningfully distracted throughout
the day.
I think the first day is because I had a lot of
Hammering away and starting make your pieces less creative. And so maybe you just got like an hour more. But really, it's because they've beaten the creativity out of
that image that I had, like, moving a bit in my head of how
I gosh, I don't remember.
Are we doing anything?
But it's
okay
to just
work out. We're stuck in a loop. That was really frustrating, just to try to put words on the page that made sense.
Listen, I know we have an agreement, and I'm breaking it right now by showing up here a second time today.
Anyway, I just need to call my friend.
Oh my gosh. I was actually just thinking about this, how Phoebe's probably one of my favorite parts of this residency.
No. How do you distinguish the racist comedians from the non-racist comedians if anything that a comedian says is not racist? Some comedians must be racist people.
It's really hard to not believe in ghosts when all the adult figures in your life are like, oh, that's just haunted. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, I feel that. Maybe it's ghosts. Maybe I'm blaming it on ghosts, but it might just be that this, like, place was created for and by white people, and I don't like that feeling. I've learned so much from just, like, listening to everyone else's shit that I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, my brain hasn't even... idealized this, or like, no, ideated? That's not the right word, but like, I just can't even imagine that this fucking thing exists, and then you made it. And now I'm like, oh shit! Like, maybe I could make that too!